752 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along. And it is time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Get the gear you need to head to the water this weekend when you go see them just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. And let's check in with the star of the show, my buddy, Captain Bobby Averscato. Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. How are you?
Doing good. First day of August and some big changes for inshore
big
fishermen.
Changes.
Yeah, so we got new rules.
We got new rules on, there's a number of things going on, but the ones that you and I, we could talk about is the new speckled trout regulations, which have been, we've had a long, long, long time since we've had any changes with speckled trout. As a matter of fact, the original limits are the ones we just changed from. We originally went from no limits to where we were to this, and it's, I can't even remember how long ago it's been that they put the original limits on, but now it's gone from, as of today, you're allowed 6 speckled trout per person, and they've raised the minimum limit from 14 to 15 inches, and now you have an upper limit of 22 inches, so you're allowed 6 speckled trout between 15 and 22 inches, or 5 between 15 and 22 and one over, and that, you know, can get, that's like the redfish regulation, but it can get a little confusing. You don't get 6 plus the 1. You never can possess more than 6. So right. Kind of keep that in mind as you're getting used to these new regs.
It's what's called, people know, a slot limit. Now speckled trout, like redfish, have a slot limit, a lower and upper end, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, you have a lower end now, which we never had we always had a minimum length. We never had an upper length here. And so now they do, which is 22 inches, and they're going to measure them like they do. Most of them are going to be like total length. So what that means is, what I do, just to keep yourself safe, is make the fish as long as you can. So
that's, that's a great question from a person like you that handles so many fish every day with a team. With a speckled trout, if you're measuring it, do you pinch the tail? Do you fan the tail out? What do you do, Bobby?
When it says total length, you're trying to make the fish as long as you can. Now, you know what I do. I don't like to pinch them just to try and make them go over the minimum length. If you're that close, you ought to just go ahead and let it go. You know what I'm saying? Because you put a fish, if you're that close with a fish and you put him on ice, he's going to shrink a little bit, and you're going to be under. And no matter how hard, unless you just stomp on him. How hard you try to make them go over, he's not going to measure. So if you're that close, just let them go. But, yeah, that's what you want to do, is just, you know, to get the maximum length of the fish, to be sure, is you just pinch the tail down, and that will give you what they consider to be total length.
All right, so now that's the lower end is 15. That's going to be something people have to pay attention to. If you have that line drawn on your cooler with the Sharpie marker at 14 inches, that's a no-go anymore.
That's right. You got to change it. I did the very thing you're talking about the other day. I keep a little piece of tape on mine, and you've got to move it up an inch now.
And then you have the upper limit for the slot, and also flounder coming under these changes.
Flounder's changes. The limits have dropped in half. You've gone from 10 to 5 on flounder, which for me is not a daily limit. That's about an annual limit.
You and I both, brother.
That's how bad a flounder fisherman I am.
Me too.
So I'm never going to be a threat on the flounder deal, I can tell you that.
But
the minimum length also went up from 12 to 13 inches. They did that to protect some of the male fish and that sort of thing, and let them get offshore and small. And then the big thing I noticed is complete closure of the fishery for the entire month of November. And the reason for that was that's when the flounder make their offshore migration to spawn, and there was a lot of flounder being harvested during that period. So what they're trying to do is to let those fish get offshore so that flounder spawn offshore, and that's letting that wave of flounder make it offshore to spawn.
It doesn't just affect these changes for flounder. It doesn't just affect recreational guys like us, but also the commercial industry. They've been reduced as well.
That's exactly right. And they close one of the thing, like I mentioned, not just recreation, but the commercial fishery is closed in November. So that was really kind of interesting. I think that probably out of everything they've done, you're going to see a huge impact right there just by, you know, a couple of years of letting those fish get offshore to spawn.
Now, you're somebody who watches this and with more data than probably any scientist out there on this. So how long do you think before we start seeing some changes?
You know, that's a great question. I can't speak to flounder that way I can with trout, but as you know, trout are very prolific fish. They start spawning at an early age, and they're real prolific spawners. They spawn a lot, and I think you're going to see a pretty pretty quick impact. I would think within a couple of years we would probably start to see some pretty big impacts from this, just because of the way that that fish, you know, reproduces. I think you're going to see a big impact in a fairly short period of time.
All right, Captain Bobby, let's talk about this. Getting a trip booked now in late summer or looking forward to fall fishing? How do they get in touch with you?
Well, ateamfishing.com is the easiest way, and you can get us on the phone or the email, and on those regulations too. There's more to it. If you want to check, I've shared the Outdoor Alabama post on that on my Facebook page, A-Team Fishing, or you can just go to Outdoor Alabama. There's a nice article up there that'll clear everything up for you.
Good deal, Captain Bobby. We appreciate it. We'll check back soon.
Okay, old buddy. Thanks for having me.
There we go. FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. Brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Go see them just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. And coming up Saturday on FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors. We've done it before, but another in-depth dive to these changes coming to inshore species here in Alabama.